Welcome back to Portals. I am your host, Lauren Courtney. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. I am so excited to be back, to be chatting with you. Let's just dive in today. But before we do that, actually, let's take a moment to take a few deep breaths. To arrive here and now in the present moment. Creating the space in your body, brain, nervous system, and all of your cells to receive the wisdom and knowledge that wants to come through here today. And together, let's dive into this patience portal. Patience, patience, patience. Oh my God. I remember sitting with two of my girlfriends, Sloan and Danielle, back in 2020 during the pandemic, thinking to ourselves or saying out loud to each other, better yet, Disney should really have a new princess and they should name her Patience, because that is how we feel right now. We are stuck in this journey and lesson of patience. And for the last 4 years, I've really been there, really mastering patience, really learning patience in all areas of my life, personally and professionally. Because the thing is, when we want something, when we desire something, whether that's like a deep desire meant to align with our soul or something that is totally out of alignment, we are not the only ones involved. There is a whole string of things involved, people, places, and things to make your desires come to life. So while we wait, we learn patience. An example I often share with clients that I think actually a mentor of mine said many years ago, her name is Cassandra Bodzak. Check out her podcast, Divine Downloads, if you don't know her, was this idea of a cheeseburger. If I wanted any cheeseburger, and right, the cheeseburger is in a relationship perhaps to the book deal or the partner or whatever it may be for you, right? If I wanted any cheeseburger, I could just go to the drive-thru. I could go get it right now. I could get that hit and it would probably feel good for a short period of time. I'd be satiated. But then my hunger would grow even bigger, because I would have fed the beast, but I wouldn't have fed it something nurturing. I would have fed it something basic, quick, not so nutrient dense, not what would really nurture me. So with that, patience is the Kobe beef burger imported from Japan. It's the truffle shavings from the truffles currently being hunted this season in Italy. It has the beautiful French bread bun that is being prepared and shipped over. And it has a sauce so incredible that there's not yet a name for it. And each part of that burger comes from a different person. It comes from a different place. It carries a different energy. A lot went into making it happen. A lot went into making it possible. And in that, there was patience. There was patience for how long it would take for the beef to age. Patience for the hunting of the truffles and the season to be perfect. Patience for the dog that got trained to sniff out the truffles. Patience for the hunters that went and foraged them. I should say gatherers, not hunters. Nonetheless, each part has patience. And I feel as though we have moved through a life, at least I can say I have moved through life at a very fast pace for a very long time. Getting that cheeseburger hit from the drive-through of life and not always feeling satiated. Because I wasn't patient. So I got what I wanted. And then it would be over. And ladies, I know it's mainly ladies listening to this podcast. I know you know exactly what I mean, right? Oh, I really want to hook up with that guy. Oh, yeah. I got him. Nailed it. I hooked up with him. And then it wasn't actually what you wanted. Maybe he couldn't be all of the things you wanted because you also couldn't be the things that you wanted for yourself because you were so busy getting that fucking quick hit. You were so busy getting that quick hit that you didn't realize that if you simply held out for the thing you truly desire and had the patience and held your vision for your truth, that would arrive. It's not our fault. It's what society has shown us. With that, it's our responsibility to take responsibility for our actions that maybe led us to a place where we didn't trust God, universe, source. That we didn't believe, that we tried to control everything. We get to take responsibility for that. And I find that in taking responsibility for that, we learn to have new levels of patience. Because we're no longer willing to settle for the drive-through of life. We're willing to hold out for what we truly desire. And here's the thing. Some people will tell me I'm wrong. And that's cool. I'm okay with that. My way may be incorrect for them. My way may be incorrect for them. My way may be incorrect for you. It's simply my way. I also know in my heart that those of you hearing this, whether it's here on this podcast or somewhere else that I talk about it, are hearing it for a reason. And whether you accept that on a conscious level, or let it seep in on an unconscious level and one day, maybe reach out and say, yeah, I had to learn patience because I was eating all the fucking cheeseburgers at the drive-thru. Then I can't wait to hear from you. We are all on this journey together. We are all souls having a human experience. And with that, we are human. And it's easy to get confused. It's easy to get lost in life. To think that the quick hits, whatever it may be, are going to be the answers with that. Take it from someone who has experienced a lot in life. The quick hits, they're never it. They're going to feed some receptors and it will feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that. With that, there is something really magical about holding your vision and truly aligning with it and trusting in yourself wholeheartedly. Because it's you who creates your reality. It is your mind that creates your reality. Our minds are very affected by our guts. So we want to make sure we're feeding ourselves emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally with the things that are going to support us. And it's those things that support us that help us stay in that patience, that help us move out of a more addictive energy to a more peaceful one. Just taking a few breaths, taking that in. Notice how it lands for you. Notice anything that may be coming up. Have you nodded your head like, fuck, you are speaking to me, I get you. Or maybe you're listening and you're slightly in denial. Or maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't know why the fuck I'm listening, but it feels good. I love all of these things. One of my biggest purposes in this life, my purpose. Is to create a space for other people to express their truths. And by expressing mine and sharing that vibration of here I am expressing my truth, it gives you that key to do the same thing, to express yours. So I want to thank you and honor you for joining me in this portal on patience. And if you'd like to join me live over the next 7 weeks, I will be hosting 7 chakra healing upgrades where we'll be doing energetic transmutations on a beautifully deep level. We kick off on February 1st at 7 p.m. with the root chakra. And all of the information is available on my website, laurencourtneyheals.com, as well as on my Instagram. I am Lauren Courtney. And I will drop a link in the show notes as well. I simply want to send you so much love as we come out of this Leo full moon that we had yesterday. Know that you are exactly where you're meant to be at exactly the right time. Everything is working out for you. And I am so damn proud of you and the way that you continue to show up for yourself. I love you.